Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 160 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about some of our favorite parts of air travel. So glamorous. We're also going to talk about the LSU-Alabama game, and we're going to talk about some beauty products that Melanie has tried. Before we get to all of that though, I want to tell you about Magic Spoon. Magic Spoon is a new cereal company that's discovered a way to recreate your favorite childhood cereals with 0 grams of sugar, 12 grams of protein, and only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. Magic Spoon offers 4 flavors based on the all-time classics, cocoa, cinnamon, frosted, and fruity, plus a variety pack that lets you try them all. Magic Spoon is gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and GMO-free, but it tastes so great that you and your kids will never guess it is healthy. You've really got to try Magic Spoon to believe it. Caroline has loved the cocoa flavor. I so enjoy the cinnamon. Plus, breakfast is important, and now you and your kids can continue to enjoy breakfast cereal and actually get a nutritious meal out of it. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, they back it with a 100% happiness guarantee. So you can go to magicspoon.com/bigboo to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code BIGBOO at checkout to get free shipping. Again, Magic Spoon's so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee, so if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. That's magicspoon.com/bigboo and use the code BIGBOO for free shipping. We thank Magic Spoon for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. Alrighty, y'all, here we go with episode 160. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And we are both on the verge of a cold front.
Yes, we are. We are. I mean, I want to say the cold front is here for us. I mean, it's okay. Like the wind picked up, which I just told you, my internet is holding up beautifully in light of the winds right now. So that may blow my wind theory to pieces. But no, we went from like it was 80 here this morning to I think they're saying it's going to freeze tonight.
Well, it's supposed to get really cold here tomorrow. And I will tell you, I even thought a little bit ago in my FabFitFun box, in my winter box, I actually got some new bedroom shoes.
Oh, me too.
They're so cute, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Really cute.
So I thought, oh, I'm about to go pull those out. We're about to snuggle up with those new scuffs.
That's right. It's time. I know that was like, I left here. I went and worked out this morning and I was wearing like a sleeveless top and ran around. And I got home and Perry had actually gone down to the ranch because he had to drain the water lines because it may freeze. And so he went to do that and he was pulling up and it was like, as he pulled up, like the rain started and the wind just went whoosh. And it was like, oh, here it is. So Caroline's soccer practice is already canceled for tonight. And I've got my ship shopper getting stuff so that I can make. I've got all kinds of winter meals on the horizon.
I'm so excited for you.
I know. I'm really excited. We rolled up the living room rug so we can have a fire in the fireplace tonight because, you know, Perry will not have a fire in the fireplace if the living room rug is down.
Safety first.
Safety first, always. And it's a seagrass rug. And like he's told me multiple times, that thing would go up in a minute. So we had to roll the rug up. I know. Always thinking of safety. So,
well, I was in Texas this past weekend. And so I was sitting in the Dallas airport yesterday, well, kind of late yesterday afternoon, early yesterday evening. And I thought, I'm going to do a Walmart pickup order. Like I'm going to sit here and figure that out. So I did. And I went and got groceries a little bit ago, just trying to kind of think through what we might could eat this week. And again, it's one of those weird weeks because I have several plans one night and then we have a football game Friday night, but I got a pork tenderloin to cook tonight. I haven't made one in forever. I don't know. I just felt so accomplished, like to sit. Yeah. I was in the airport in another state and I got the groceries handled for the week from Dallas and then just went and picked them up and put everything away. And I'm so tickled.
Well, I mean, technology is a marvel is what I'm going to tell you. It to me, because that's like, I would not go out grocery shopping because I'm like, it's a cold front. And now instead I have the lovely Christina is texting me saying, would you like this marinara sauce or this marinara sauce? And I'm like, this is the way I want to live.
Do you, have you tried the Rouse marinara sauce?
That's what I get now. That's what I get. It's the very best.
I don't like tomatoey things, as I have said many times.
Yes.
I don't like Italian food. I do like certain tomatoey things, but it is so good.
Yeah.
It is so good. And they have it at Costco now. So you can get like, I think it's a 2-pack. It's not quite as expensive as it is in the grocery store, but it's delicious.
It's so good. And I like, have you tried the vodka sauce?
I have not.
Oh, you would like the vodka sauce. I'm going to tell you that I've started putting a jar of that in with like a jar of their tomato and basil to mix it because the vodka sauce is a little bit creamier. So it's a little more of a pinky sauce. So it's a little less tomatoey and creamier. And it is delicious.
Okay. I'm going to try it.
Yeah. I'm making that baked ziti. That's what I'm going to make tomorrow night.
Jamie Torrance is baked ziti.
Yeah. Yeah, the family savvy baked ziti, and I'm going to use the vodka sauce in it instead of straight up marinara.
Y'all, this really is a shameless plug for my friend Jamie Torrance, who lives here in Birmingham, but she has a blog called Family Savvy, and we've linked to some of her stuff before, but she really has a knack for recipes that are simple or that you can make ahead, but that are so delicious and comforting. I don't know. Anytime she puts something, her Instagram's great. Anytime she puts anything on her Instagram, I usually go like, okay, I would like to make that now. And she also is great with what foods are great from Trader Joe's. She's good at taking some pre-made stuff and kind of throwing it together. And I don't know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I love that recipe. It's fantastic.
Yeah. She's become one of my go-tos because I feel like I have, some places you'll try something and you're like, eh, that wasn't that good. But I feel like everything I've cooked from her website has been good. So if I'm going to invest the time to cook a meal, I want to know that it's going to be good.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. I mentioned I was in Texas this past weekend and I was actually in Houston. And then on the way back, I had to fly to Dallas because that flight schedules, I don't know. But as I have said many times, you know, I love Love Field. I love that airport. I love the one building. I love that there's a Starbucks on each end. So it doesn't matter what gate you come into. There's a Starbucks close by, like the center part. Even though I didn't eat a meal there, there are lots of great restaurants in there, which is not usually what you say about an airport.
Yeah.
And the other thing is they don't have those stupid TVs hanging from the ceiling. They have actual big screen TVs on the walls at the gate.
So yes.
You can watch television like a normal person and they put on football games with sound. How about that?
Yeah, I know. What a novelty.
But here's what I'm going to tell you. I had a couple of hours to sit there late yesterday afternoon as I was making my grocery list. And I did. Mm-hmm. I also officially started listening to Christmas music while I sat there.
Good for you.
I listened to Leslie Odom Jr.'s Christmas album, which is one of my very favorites. And I actually today have been listening to Kristy Knuckles. They renewed, I think they called it, her Christmas album from a few years ago with new arrangements. It's the same songs, but new arrangements. And it's delightful, as you would expect it to be.
Yes.
But anyways, I sat there. I was humbled and somewhat awestruck because I'm just far away from this phase to really like appreciate what it takes. But parents who travel with small children.
Oh, no, ma'am.
My goodness. There were several times where I watched a mother or a father or a mother and a father, all kinds of combinations of parenting with small children and the amount of things they are having to carry through the airport alone.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. I mean, it really is the not all heroes wear capes when you see a family with small children traveling.
I'm going to tell you what. I mean, I know, it, you know, it's Veterans Day, and certainly we salute, and we are so grateful for people who have served and continue to serve our country. I am also grateful for parents who get in it and who are not deterred by flight. Just time after time after time, parents in situations where they needed to let their little one like get some energy out before they were trapped on the plane. Oh, I just something else. No. You forget like what carrying, taking a stroller, a car seat, all that stuff.
I'm going to tell you, Caroline Schenkel was almost 5 years old before she ever was on an airplane for the first time. I'm just going to say that. So I was not one of those parents. I mean, with my one child, that's probably part of why I have one child, because I was like, this just feels like more than I can handle, more than I'm equipped to deal with. And so finally, when she was about four, my dad was flying from San Antonio to Houston, and he took her on her first flight. They flew Southwest, which really is the perfect flight, because the San Antonio to Houston flight is literally maybe 20 minutes in the air. Right. I mean, it's the fastest flight ever. But yeah, I don't know how, when I see those moms with like the 17 strollers and the car seats and the diaper bags and the whole thing, I'm like, I don't really even know how you do it.
Mm-mm. No, I had on my flight from Dallas to Birmingham, there was a mom who had two boys, but her husband took one of the boys and she had the younger son. And I mean, the whole time we were coming back, I mean, bless her heart, she was working an iPad. She was filling up a sippy cup. She was, you know, like she was just constantly, you just do what you have to do. But I thought, this is not restful for her. I don't know where you're going, ma'am, but I hope there's a spa in your future. I don't know.
That's why they say when you have kids like that, you don't take vacations, you take trips. You take a trip. That's
true.
That's the difference.
And then there was also a moment on that flight where I thought about you, because I'd gotten on the plane. You know, I had done early bird. I'd paid for the stupid early bird thing so that I could be A52, because that's how it goes now, Southwest. But I went to I was kind of toward the back of the plane. I just went ahead and went. There were a lot of families traveling with small children. You always kind of figure they want to sit down as soon as they can. I went almost to the very back of the plane to find a seat. And because I'm 50 years old, and guess what? Like, I'm not super high maintenance on a flight. But I sat down, got my seatbelt situated, got my stuff situated, and put my headphones in. And I was just going to close my eyes during the whole boarding process, just kind of zone out. And all of a sudden I was like, what is that? What is that smell? Somebody had brought what I can only guess was a sack of hamburgers that I can only guess were just laden with onions.
Oh no.
I thought about you. I was just like, listen, travel's a hassle. You're on the run. You got to grab food and go. But did we have to get all the onions on our food?
Can we get a pack of almonds to tide us over, is what I'm saying. Can we get some snack mix that doesn't have to smell up the whole plane? I knew where you were going when you said you thought of me. I thought either somebody took off their shoes or somebody brought some stinky.
That's the worst.
No, I'm like, leave your shoes on. This is not an international flight. We're flying to Dallas. Keep your shoes on. What is wrong with you?
Well, you know, it was a couple of times ago, I think, when I was going to Dallas. Somebody did take off their shoes on the flight, and I was incredulous. I was like, are you kidding me? Seriously? What in what world? Keep your shoes on. And you know, I get so stressed out on a plane anyway. And I know that I'm in the minority on this, and so I can recognize that clearly everybody does not feel the same way I do. But I hate the whole carry-on bag system. I hate it. I hate everybody trying to bring on their bags that they, you know, they're trying to pretend like it's just a little minimal size, when really you're trying to wedge that sucker in the overhead compartment like it's a stinking bread box. And then when it's time to get off the plane, we're gonna threaten everybody in our general vicinity with bodily harm.
Yeah.
Because it's so heavy, when you finally pull it out, it's going to sling around. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't stand the carry-on system. So that was one reason why I put my headphones in and I just closed my eyes. And that way I don't have to think negative thoughts about people who are trying to pass a steamer trunk for a carry-on bag. It's my way of not entering into super judgmental territory about my fellow man, my fellow woman, and perhaps even the body of Christ. So,
I applaud you. I applaud you for trying to be a better person, even though, because for me, I do the opposite. I sit there and I look at people, and in my head, I think, sir, you're going to need to take that Foot Locker to bag check. I mean, what is wrong with you? I harbor hate in my heart. You know, I feel deep resentment for people that I don't know and will never see again.
I do. You do. I get so mad at the people who, and they're everybody's trying to cram their stuff up in the overhead thing. I'm like, here's what you can do. The most airlines I don't know of any that won't. They will check that bag for you. And I know if you have tight connections or whatever, it's a hassle to wait at baggage claim. I do get all that. But there's just got to be a better way, I feel like than what we're working with now. Like, I just, and the people who also need to get up and down 17 times during the flight to open the thing to extract. We're not organized enough, America, is what I'm telling you. Like, we got to think through what we're carrying on with us. So I, in pure pride, always only get on a plane with a bag, like with a purse. So anyway, the onions though, are to me the worst of offenses.
No.
Maybe even worse than taking your shoes off.
Yeah, because here's the whole thing about the onions. If you're gonna go down this trail with me, that not only are you gonna eat the onions and I'm gonna smell the onions, later I'm gonna have to be crop dusted by what the onions have done to your digestive system, because you've eaten those cooked onions and now we're in a not well ventilated space.
That's right. I actually wrote about that very thing in the new book. I have a short section about that very phenomenon, which is we're going to have to deal with those onions twice. And
that's it.
I don't want to deal with the onions once. I feel that you shouldn't have dealt with the onions at the counter of wherever you purchased your hamburgers or whatever it is you got. But I don't know. So finally, I thought, well, I'm just going to have to smell this the whole time. So I did a total mama move and pulled my sweatshirt up over my nose so that I could just smell my detergent.
Yeah, that was a good.
But I couldn't, that was not sustainable. So I just kind of had to live with it. And then finally it seemed to dissipate when we had maybe 10, 15 minutes left on the plane. Okay. It's not pleasant.
I just think air travel is really, every time I fly on an airplane, and I think I've said this before, I'm not afraid of flying. I'm not adverse to flying. It's the whole experience. We've sucked all the glamour out of the flying process. It's just from the time that we have to all take off our shoes and schlep barefoot across security to we have to get all our toiletries out, to if somebody happened to send you with a homemade oatmeal cookie, they're going to have to inspect that thing in case it has a bomb. You have to empty out all your fluids. It's a whole thing. You can't bring a full-size hairspray unless you check your bag. And then you have to worry about the air pressure. Did it explode? And then they just cram you in there like sardines. And then you get somebody that you want to say, sir, just because that seat can recline back to that angle doesn't mean that I want to look down your throat. Because that's essentially what I'm doing now. I'm not interested in doing dental work on you, which is what this feels like. I don't want to be this close to you. I don't know you. I don't know your name. And this isn't okay.
Mm-mm. No, I maybe judge seat recliners the most harshly.
For sure.
Of anybody, because, I'm sorry. You need to be comfortable. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Noted. Yeah. You need. Now, if somebody is super sick or whatever, okay, maybe. But
no,
if you're
then stay home. You shouldn't be on my flight. You should, if you're that sick. You shouldn't be on my flight contaminating this airspace. No, ma'am. I don't even care. Lean over. If you are tired, get a window seat and lean over on that window. But I don't need you coming back at me So no. Nothing says I don't care about anybody else's comfort. I am totally in this for myself, like a seat recliner.
I agree. I totally agree. You're essentially saying my need for more space.
Yeah.
In this situation is far more important than your already limited space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't care that basically you could cut yourself in half with your tray table now because my seat is so far back. That's doesn't matter.
I'm just going to relax. Yeah. It's all the time.
Yeah. This is the time that I'm going to go ahead and take my nap and get super comfortable. So, I'm
telling you,
I'm glad you made it through. I'm glad that you survived it.
I did. You know, there are a few things I enjoy, like an airport. I mean, I feel like I've said this before, but I so love an airport and I love the people watching and I love the fact that when you're in an airport, nobody can really get to you. Like,
yeah.
You're just going to be in the airport. Like you can't, I don't know. You can't leave. And so there's something about that to me that is, a little bit of,
freeing.
I don't know. It's like relaxation kind of, you have to be there. So enjoy.
Yeah. It is. Somebody texts you and says, I need poster board for my school project that's due tomorrow. You're like, I'm in an airport. Nothing I can do.
I'm in an airport. I can't help you. Yeah. I'm so sorry that I can't. I'm not going to be available for that. So not a bad day of travel, but I certainly could have lived without the onions for sure.
Really, I think resentful. That to me could be like a motto for my life. I could have lived without the onions. I mean, always.
That's the next t-shirt. Yes. I could have lived without the onions.
Could have lived without the onions.
I don't expect flight attendants to have to monitor everybody's behavior, but I do feel like that might be an instance where it would be merited for them to walk up and just say, no, I'm sorry. Mm-mm. We can't. Sorry. We can't. That's not going to, that smell is not going to blend with the pretzels and the soft drinks that we're going to offer everybody. No. Later, it's not going to work for us.
Well, it's the same way, like you can't smoke on an airplane anymore. You know, same thing. It's like nobody wants to breathe that in. So, and same goes, there should be a no onions policy, a no smoking policy, the end.
The fact that when we were children, people could smoke on an airplane. I can remember getting on an airplane when I was 9 or 10 years old and like looking at the ashtray because there was an ashtray in the arm of your arm of your seat had an ashtray in it, and it always had like little bits of ashes in it. Like people legitimately smoked, and the fact that they had a smoking and a non-smoking section, like that makes a difference. Yeah. You're in a tube at 30,000 feet. Like there's no
fresh air. I know. I mean, think about that now. Like you forget, but even like smoking in restaurants when we were growing up and all that, like it was a whole thing.
It was a whole thing. And even when I got to Houston, I was going to get a rental car. So I was waiting on the rental car shuttle, but just standing outside of the airport in Houston, it smelled like I had actually purchased a Marlboro Red candle. Like there was so much cigarette smoke in the air because people had been trapped and they got outside and they were able to smoke.
Yeah.
And you think about all of that being inside the tube of a plane. I don't know. It's a lot.
No. Yeah. It's a lot to breathe in. It is a lot to breathe in. I know Caroline and I, yesterday we were driving home. We went down to the ranch on Saturday to meet Perry, down to a friend's ranch. And we came back early yesterday and we had stopped somewhere and they had a thing and she said, do you know, they're going to quit selling like all like vaping and Juul stuff pretty much. And I was like, yeah, because you can die from doing it. I mean, like in 20 years, like you could die tomorrow from doing it. That's why they're getting rid of it. Because I feel like there's never, you know, you can't ever pass up the opportunity to let your teenager know that a certain behavior could kill them. You know why you can't
That's
do that?
Right.
Because you could die. I mean, so.
That's right. I'm going to tell you, it's bad news. The vaping's bad news. Mm-hmm.
It is. I don't know how I guess we went from smoking to vaping, but, well, and it looks dumb too. So there's that.
Oh, it really does look dumb. Sorry, anyone who vapes, but it looks dumb.
Well, I know, but at least a cigarette. I mean, because you can look at Betty Draper smoking a cigarette and be like, I can see where at one time we thought that was glamorous.
Well, or you look at Don Draper smoking a cigarette and you think, well, okay, at one time that was debonair. That whole vibe changes if Don Draper's vaping.
That's like, does.
If Don Draper vapes, I'm out.
No, then you're like, you're probably, that's not good. So
not
you're
good.
Right. You're right.
Hello, everybody. I'm here in the middle of the podcast to remind you that if you like to listen to Melanie and me talk about all of our favorite things, and if you would like to look at some of those favorite things yourself, you can do that at our Amazon store. It's amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And it's super simple. You'll see pictures of a lot of the things that we mention when we talk right here on the podcast. And then you'll even see little caption boxes next to those pictures where we share our comments and deep thoughts and feelings about each one of those items. So amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Everything isn't there because contrary to popular belief, Amazon does not in fact have everything. But what we talk about that is on Amazon, you will find it right there. amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Also, if you would like to keep up with the shenanigans that seem to occur in my life and Melanie's life, you can do that on social media. You can find Melanie on Instagram at Melanie Shankle. You can find me on Instagram at BooMama205. You can find Melanie on Twitter at BigMama. And you can find me on Twitter at BooMama. And you can also, if you'd like, hire us a social media consultant who would have told us to make all our names the same in all the places. Okay, here we go back to episode 160. Okay, now, despite the onions and the air travel and et cetera this weekend, we did have us a whale of a football game Saturday afternoon.
I mean, listen, we're going to be hard-pressed to see a better game this season is what I'm going to say. I don't know that there's going to be a game that's going to top that one.
It was so good. It was so fun. And I realized that as somebody who was cheering for LSU, I'm sorry, Alabama people, but as somebody who was cheering for LSU, like the sheer delight of that situation was way high for me. It was so good.
Did you see the clip? One of my favorites has been like at one point when some of the LSU players, after they'd scored a touchdown, went over to where some Alabama recruits were and started telling them to go to LSU. Which just just the bravado of that. And
Yes, it was fantastic. I also saw, I don't know if you saw this, but on Ramona Singer's Instagram, she posted a very elegant picture of herself wearing an Alabama baseball cap.
And, oh, no, I didn't see that.
Oh, you've got to. And it said something about she has this is from my friend who's an Alabama fan. And then it said in quotation marks, Roll Tide, but in quotation marks. Which the overuse of quotation marks is one of my favorite things. So yes. Ramona gave it a quote, Roll Tide, unquote. I don't know when she posted it, but it made me happy.
Okay. Oh, no, I'm seeing it. And she's got a filter she's loving right now. Because I'm going to tell
she
you.
She does.
She looks about 24 years old.
She does.
In all these pictures. And I'm sorry. I don't care what you've done to your skin or what products you're using. You don't look like that when you're that age. You just don't.
No, but her filter is working for her. I feel like it's one of those you have to pay for.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, she upgraded that deal. That isn't a free filter for sure.
Now, you texted me something at the end of the game or towards the end of the game that I thought was so true, which is that Joe Burrow just secured the Heisman for himself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I don't know how. I mean, he could tank the rest of the season, but that performance was just unmatched. I mean, he had ice in his veins. He did everything he needed to do. When he tucked that ball and ran towards in the fourth quarter, I was like, he was just electric. It was one of the most impressive performances by a college quarterback I've ever seen.
There was a lot of want to in Joe Burrow this past Saturday. Mm-hmm. A lot of want to. He was amazing. And here's what, if people who have never been to Bryant-Denny to a game, here's what I really cannot express. And it's the same in Tiger Stadium. It wouldn't have been any different there. It is so loud. Like, it is so, I mean, that you've got a circle and it's tall. Like, it's super tall. So it's like being inside a giant metal building with 100,000 people just screaming at the top of their lungs, not to mention that their speakers are cranked up to stun. Mm-hmm. It's so loud. And so to be that poised in that rowdy of an environment, I just like you, there's just something special about you if you can do that.
Yeah. He was
something
just
special about you.
Yeah. He was just incredible. I thought, you know, there are going to be a lot of babies born 9 months from now that are going to be named some form of Joe. We're going to have Josephina Boudreaux.
Burrow Boudreaux.
Jojo Burrow. I mean, I'm just...
DeJo. Listen, South Louisiana loves a D and an apostrophe. So DeJo is not out of the question.
No, we can only hope. We can only hope.
So, oh, listen.
I know, but that game, it was such a great football game. It was very fun, and I loved watching it. The Aggies did not play on Saturday, so that kind of made it even better because I was able to completely relax and just watch that game, and it was kind of nice not worrying about what the Aggies are doing. Now, we will face LSU here in about 2 weeks, which that's,
State did not play either this past Saturday, but we play Alabama this Saturday. So that's going to be great because
they're going to have something to prove. Like,
there's nothing like a Nick Saban coach team that's just suffered a really big loss to get them fired up for whoever's next. And unfortunately, that's us. And then Ole Miss and LSU played this weekend, which, you know, that is maybe that is maybe my favorite SEC game that does not involve the Bulldogs. I love that game every year. I love that game.
Okay. Well, we got a good, and then Auburn plays Georgia this weekend.
Which
that'll be a good one. Arkansas has already fired Chad Morris is the first SEC coach casualty of the 2019 season. Somebody said during the game on Saturday, they were like, is he even still on the sidelines? And I don't think he was. Like, I think it was like, I think they were like, yeah, you're done and you're done right now. So,
and somebody did post yesterday or last night, and I appreciated this so much because it is so easy to be critical of coaches, especially when we've got 1,000 ways to do it. But somebody said, hey, everybody, like, this is a dad and a husband and you know, you just, it's such public glory when it's going well, and it's such public humiliation when it doesn't go well.
Yeah.
And so that's just really sad. Yeah. Somebody on Twitter also said they wondered if Houston Nutt was going to come back. Which nothing would make me happier. Nothing.
Oh, I'm gonna tell you what might make you a little happier is that I saw one of the names that they were trotting out was Hugh Freeze for Arkansas. And so I'm going to say wheel him on in there in his hospital bed to Razorback Stadium. I don't know.
You know, that would not surprise me. I mean, that would actually seem like a logical move to me at this stage. And I don't know what other names are out there. But,
they've said that they might try to go after Malzahn again, but I just can't believe that Malzahn would leave Auburn for Arkansas. I just don't think he would.
I'm going to tell you why I can, because he gets, I don't know. It's that whole thing where I feel like he gets so much criticism for just having like normal achieving teams.
Yeah.
And it's because you're coaching in the same state as Nick Saban. Uh-huh. So he just gets endless grief, I feel
That's
like,
true.
Here
yeah.
at least. So I might go somewhere if I'm him. I don't know. I think he loves Auburn. I'm sure he does. It's where his kids are in school or went to school or whatever. But to move to a state with one major university where you're not constantly in somebody's shadow, I don't know. And you're not competing with...
No. And if you could win them 6 games a season, you're a hero at this point.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know Gus Malzahn, but I've just thought I've thought a lot of times that must be a really annoying job. He just has a hard time. I feel like having consistent support or consistent public support from the fan base, because he gets a lot of grief for not winning games that other people think he should win.
Yeah, so. That makes sense. Okay, I can see that. I can kind of see that.
But well, I did see his name on a list. So yeah. Gasmail's on, Hugh Freeze.
I saw Mike Leach, our buddy Mike Leach.
Oh, yes, sir, Mike Leach.
Which
Auburn's not ready. I mean, Arkansas's not ready for Mike Leach, I don't think.
I don't think so either. I don't think so either. I'm trying to think. I saw one other name. I can't remember. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. It'll be interesting to see who they end up with when it's all said and done. So
I hate that that went like that for him. You know, you just it just couldn't get it going.
No. Well, and he's an Aggie, and I feel bad because he left SMU, and he was, I mean, part of the reason I think SMU has had the success they've had, because I think he was building a really good thing there. And I just, I think that number one, especially in the SEC, I think it takes a while to build up a team and to get a team the way that you wanted. And I think he was working with a really different, I think from what he inherited to what he wanted was very different. And then I think that there are people, and this is what a lot of people said about him, and I think that this can be true, is they said he has a great offensive mind, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you're cut out to be the head coach. You know, like he's going to be great somewhere, but that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, the pressure of a head coach job, because I mean, who wants that pressure? Seriously.
I cannot imagine.
No, I mean, that's, I was like, I kept thinking about Terry Saban Saturday night. I was like, do you just kind of go, you know what? I'm not even going to be home. Like, I'm just, you know, like that's just, it would just be awful.
Well, I did appreciate though, during the game, just watching Saban on the sidelines. I felt like a lot of times he was just like, he would see Alabama would bust a play or, I don't know. He was just – a lot of his reactions were just kind of like, well, I mean, what do you expect? You know, like where LSU would score and he'd just like, well.
Yeah.
I don't know. He seemed to have sort of a matter-of-fact response to a lot of what happened. I will say, too, that this is not why they won, but LSU had some calls go their way that I – like, I don't know. I thought, well, this is interesting. Like because the crowd's so vocal there. Not that I'm not saying that sways officials one way or another, but I just think Alabama probably because they so dominate everybody they play, it's probably gone really accustomed to just about every aspect of the game going their way.
Yeah.
And then, and it didn't go their way in more ways than one this past weekend.
Yeah. And I think the thing about an Alabama is, I mean, we all know if they take care of their business from here on out, they're still very much in the playoff conversation.
Sure.
So, because you think at some point you're going to have the SEC, somebody's going to face Georgia, and that's going to give somebody a loss. So, or potentially another loss. So, it'll be interesting to see.
Now, did you see the video of Dak warming up for the Cowboys game yesterday?
Yes, ma'am, I did. And can I tell you how many different things I searched so I could see it set to all the different music?
If anything has been just internet solid gold, last night Alex went to his room and I texted him and I said, I'm going to need you to come out here for a minute. Like, I'm going to need you to see, this is what the internet was built for. This is what it was made for. This is where the internet shines.
Yeah.
I watched the game in the Dallas airport and then watched the game. No, I didn't watch it in the airport. Sorry. I watched the game on the plane because it was on the Southwest thing. You know, you can watch live television for free. And so I watched the game and it showed that footage of him doing that warm up. And I thought, well, that's just an interesting move. And somebody said on Twitter, I think before I got home, they were like, that's the Elaine Bennis dance. That's like the 2019 Elaine Bennis dance, which I thought was gold. But then by the time I got home, everybody had set that thing to music. It was fantastic. It was fantastic. My favorite, it was the genius who somehow lifted his image out and put him on stage with Shakira.
Yeah.
I just, there are times where I could honestly blow up the internet with a stick of dynamite. I get so frustrated by it. And then there are moments like that where you just think, internet, I am with you forever.
Yeah. It was
where you have the same reaction Paul Rudd did on that show where they eat all the hot food. Like, you know, that gif of him. That's how I felt about the internet last night. Here we are.
It was, it was so good. Look at us. Look at us all here. And I laughed because I did see somebody tweeted. They said, Tom Brady eats no whatever. He's on this kind of diet. He does whatever. And it was like Dak Prescott. Look what I can do with my hips. And I was like,
yes. And listen, I'm going to say this. Dak played an incredible game last night. I was so sad that they lost because he could not have done more for that team than he did. And that's not to blame anybody else for that. But but he played such a great game. I'm so proud. I mean, like, we talked some this weekend. I was talking with some of my friends. I feel so proud of him. I can't explain it. I'm so proud of him.
Yeah, it was something. But now we know. I mean, because he's that warm up that he's doing. I mean, that was the.
Hips don't lie.
So, now this weekend you're going to be excited. I haven't told you this. So I have now watched the first three episodes of Succession.
Okay.
And I will say, so the first episode, I felt like it started a little slow. Would you agree?
Sure.
It takes, and I'm kind of like, what am I watching? But the way I can sum it up, but now I'm completely sucked in. It only took by the end of the first episode, I was like, well, now I've got to know what happens. But I thought this feels like some weird, bizarro, if you cross like the Ewing family from Dallas with the Bravermans or something, you know, like
it's so weird. And I think I mentioned the last time, like I watched the first two and I was like, I don't know. It feels weird. I don't get it. But, and again, it's not for children.
No, it's
really
not
for children, but it's
not,
but the family dynamics are something else. They are something else. The way the undermining, the way the dad undermines the kids and the kids undermine each other. I mean, it just is something else. It's really complex and interesting.
I really liked it. I was like, this is so dysfunctional, but yet there's like this, because I laughed because in the very first one, when they're like, we're going to go play, and they all fly to go play baseball together, like on the dad's birthday. And I thought, this is a weird, like, it's like Parenthood, but like the completely dysfunctional version. And I was like, what would that be? And I was like, it's the Ewings. It would be like, if you cross those together, then this is what you have. It's like the capitalistic version of the Bravermans. So I really like it. I'm in. So that was, so I spent Friday night, cause Caroline had gone to the football game, to our high school football game, and I didn't go, and Perry was hunting. So I just sat and watched what I wanted to watch on TV. I also watched the first two episodes of Modern Love, which is the new Amazon series.
Yeah. I've seen people say things about it on Twitter, but I have not watched it, but I've kind of seen, mixed things about it, I guess I'd say.
I liked it. I liked the first two. It's interesting because I don't think that I realized, I guess I hadn't read enough about it, but it's like each one is its own story. So it's like a standalone story about love or whatever. And the first two that I watched, I thought were really cute and really good. But I've also I've heard some people say the first two are really good, and then from there, they're not as great. So I watched those first two, and then I was like, okay, I'm going to watch Succession now because I wanted to kind of get into something. And so that was the end of that.
Well, I think the Modern Love show, and I may be wrong about this, but aren't the stories inspired by the New York Times column called Modern Love?
Yes, okay. You were correct. Yes, you were correct. And I didn't realize that, but it says that at the beginning. But I really thought the first two were very heartwarming and cute. I'm going to tell you, speaking of, the other thing that I watched last week, which was not for me, but some people might really love it, is there is a Netflix original movie with Rob Lowe and Kristen Davis called Holiday in the Wild.
You said Rob Lowe and you said Kristen Davis.
Yes. And they're darling. I mean, listen, but it's Holiday in the Wild, and they're older, and they're in Africa, and they're at an elephant sanctuary, and the whole thing. It's a very Hallmark movie. I mean, it's very, very, very happy ending Hallmark movie, kind of formulaic. You know how it's going to end. It's a great thing to watch if that's kind of the kind of stuff you want to watch. I was kind of a little bored by it, but I mean, but you can't hate Rob Lowe. I felt like to me that the biggest premise was that it took like Kristen Davis 30 minutes into the movie to realize she loved Rob Lowe, which I'm like, really? You're in Africa and you're single and it took you this long to figure out
on the uptick, Kristen.
Yeah. I don't know. I hate when I go to Africa and I meet a super hot single guy. It's, but anyway, it's a good little, if you're just wanting if you like the Hallmarky type movies, Holiday in the Wild is, I would recommend it.
Okay. Can you hear Hazel snoring, by the way? Can you
now
hear
that you say that, yeah, now I can a little bit.
Yeah, she's really.
Well, she's so happy you're home.
She's so happy I'm home. She really is. Last night, I got home and I sat down on the sofa in the den, and she got right up next to me. I mean, right up next to me. And Alex came and sat down, and she went. She was so mad at him. So finally I said, "Baby, you need to go sit over there." And she literally she put 3/4 of her body in my lap. Wow. And she wanted nobody anywhere near me. So even when David stood up, because he was going to go get ready for bed, and he stood up, mm-hmm. and she was just like, nobody got to come near me. Nobody.
No, mm-mm. No, that's so much. She and Mabel would really be either soulmates or would fight each other to the bitter death. I'm not sure which one.
I don't know if I told you. I don't think I did. That was one day, about a week and a half ago. Did I tell you about Hazel and the Chihuahuas next door?
No.
So, no, I mean, she's always on a leash when she goes outside, but sometimes, like, mm-hmm. when I come home in the afternoons and the garage door is still open and I open the kitchen door, if she has not been in her crate, or, you know, or if I'm getting stuff in and out of the car, she might walk out in the garage with me, or I might walk with her, like, over to the grass so she can go to the bathroom, and then we'll come back in. So, you know, mm-hmm. Hazel does not want to get far. Like, she's...
Yeah, she's not going to run off.
Well, we're in really no danger of that. But anyway, mm-hmm. but our neighbors were outside, and they had their 2 Chihuahuas, and so curiosity got the better of her. I didn't know that they were outside. And so she ran up the driveway, and the 2 Chihuahuas run over to her, and they're just yip, 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 yipping. And so I start running up the driveway to get her, because I don't know how she's going to respond. Yeah. And when I get up the driveway and I can really see her, her head is bowed, her tail is tucked, like she's scared to death. And so I just kind of suck my foot in between her and the closest Chihuahua. And the Chihuahuas weren't super close. They were just, mm-hmm. and I just said, "Hazel, go inside." And she took off down that hill and into the back door. Like, David later, he was like, "How in the world did you get her in?" I said, "Hazel, go inside." Like, she took off. I've never seen her run that fast, ever. She was terrified of the Chihuahuas. She was scared to death. I know. She booked it back into the house. She's like the girl in 16 Candles. I just want to be with you guys. That's all I want. Yes. That's all I want.
Yes. Don't make me leave. Don't make me go after those ferocious Chihuahuas.
I know. So anyway, it was hysterical. Just, I mean, she was not having it. Not because she wanted to be dominant. She just wanted to be gone. She just wanted to get out of there.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Get me out. I don't want any part of that. Now, one other thing this weekend. So I went Friday, I ran to Ulta, and I got 2 new products that I got 3 products, but one is not a new product. But I'm going to tell you that IT Cosmetics has a new mascara. They partnered with Drybar. So it looks like the Drybar packaging.
I almost bought this the other day.
I'm going to tell you, you need to go back and buy it. I'm going to tell you, it's, and you know I don't say this lightly, I think it's my favorite mascara I've ever tried.
It's high praise. That's high praise. That's all I need to hear.
The brush is good. The way it goes on is good. It lengthens. It volumizes. It feels like the whole thing. I'm telling you. And like what I love about it is really you can do 1 coat and that's all you need. I'm going to say it's a home run. It's so good. So
I
highly recommend.
I almost bought it and I didn't and I should have. Because the tube is so cute. And anyway, okay.
Yeah, you should have. I bought it. So, and they actually have it Ulta right now. And I was going to say, it's a good time to go because I ended up getting, because, you know, right now they've got all their little gift sets, you know, because it's Christmas time and you're starting to buy. So they had one, I think normally it's $25 for the tube, but then they had a gift set that was like where you get the lash primer too, which I didn't get that. But for like $32, you get like the IT lash primer plus the blowout mascara.
Okay.
And I did not take advantage of that.
Sephora right now, well, this won't be true. I'm not even going to say it because it won't be true by the time this episode comes out. But right now they're having their 15% off or 20% off if you're rouge. But I could get it for 15% off at Sephora. So I think I'm about to order it.
Yeah, I would get it. Well, and I noticed Ulta has free shipping going on today, which is, there again, will not be true by the time this airs. But they had free shipping. Because the other thing I got, I needed a couple of things. I was also out of an eyebrow pencil. And so I've always loved the Anastasia Brow Wiz.
Yes.
But I got this time, they recommended, the Ulta girl recommended that I get the Brow Definer because it's got a little bit of more of a wedge tip. Like the tip is just a little thicker.
Okay.
So to me, it makes a softer, when you fill in your eyebrows, it makes for a softer line. So I have now switched from the Brow Wiz. I think I'm a Brow Definer fan.
Okay.
And it's still got a little flossy brush on the end, but I like that wedge tip because you're just able to fill in more and it just makes to me a better line.
Oh, that sounds delightful.
Yeah. I highly recommend it. I really like it. And then I also bought while I was there, I love Buxom lip gloss. I think to me, those are my favorite of the lip plumping lip glosses. Mm-hmm. And they had like a duo where you got like a full size and a travel size for $14. And normally just a full size is like 20 something.
Look at the bargains.
I know. I'm telling you, this is the time. If there's a product that you want to try out, if you're wanting to get, this is to me is the time to go in your Ulta or your Sephora because they have all those gift. I mean, they put together those gift packaging and you really can get some great products to try. And sometimes even a full size for less than what you'd normally pay for just a full size.
Well, I'm going to tell you that this past weekend and this morning, my skin has been so dry. I cannot even tell you, like this morning I was looking in my magnifying mirror at it and I thought, I mean, I felt like my mom, I was like, well, this is just pitiful. And I don't know, probably part of it is because I flew this weekend and, you know, you get dehydrated and all that kind of stuff. But this morning when I washed my face, I also did, I mean, I was not messing around. I washed my face with my, what do you call the thing? Why can't I ever remember the name of it anymore?
Your Clarisonic?
I washed my face with my Clarisonic. I did the Kate Somerville exfoliate. I did retinol on my skin, like my very mild retinol lotion. And then I did my vitamin C. Like I have, and I haven't worn any makeup today and I'm going to do it again tonight. Like it needs some renewal. It's desperate for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes that just happens. I feel like it just kind of, and you know that you need, cause I had that this week. Because my skin was looking really dry. And I had, actually, they came in our FabFitFun box. It was a mask. It was it was a box of masks. But this one was a hydrating one. And I put it on like a sheet mask. Then I walked in Caroline's room. You'll appreciate this. And I had on my sheet mask. And she was like, ugh. And she goes, I can't wear those. And I said, why? And she said, because they end up making my face break out. And I was like, well, I like them for my face. And she said, well, maybe when I'm in menopause, I can wear them too. And then I walked right back out of her room.
Goodbye, Caroline.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Did you get the thing in the FabFitFun box that's like the makeup removal cloth?
Yes. Have you tried it yet?
I haven't, but I'm super excited about it.
Me too. I'm very intrigued by it. I don't even understand how it works.
Well, I'm super excited about it. And do you remember a couple of years ago when Debbie at Hummingbird Farms was thinking about doing skincare and she had us test that skincare stuff?
Yeah.
And I loved it.
Yeah, I do.
But one of the things that she had us do with that was to get one of those microfiber bath cloths and put super hot water on it. It's one of my favorite things. And so I thought, I'm curious if you can put water on this, on this cloth. I don't know. I'm very intrigued. I'm assuming you can, or else it'd be filthy all the time.
I think it said to put water on it, but I don't remember for sure. Cause I kind of looked at it and I just haven't had the chance to use it.
Okay. Well, I'm all about it.
I can't remember. Okay. Well, we'll have to update. We'll need an update on that.
Okay. So next week is going to be a very exciting week because we're going to have the first installment of our Christmas gift guide.
Yes, we are.
I don't know why it brings me so much joy to pick out things and to suggest things for Christmas gifts, but it does. I love it. I've had a Google Doc open on my computer for the better part of 3 weeks as I think about things. I take this very, very seriously. So I'm so excited about it.
Me too. It's one of my favorite things that we do. I love looking and I love seeing stuff and coming up with ideas. And it's helped me because like my mother-in-law was emailing me today saying she needed ideas for Caroline. And I kind of didn't know what to tell her, but I found a lot of stuff that I was like, oh, this is going to go in my teen girl gift guide now.
So we'll have 1 week, we'll have like regular gifts for women and men. We'll have another week. We haven't decided which one we're going to do first yet, but, and then we'll have another week that's more hostess gifts and gifts for teenagers. So we're going to plumb the depths of our teenagers' knowledge and gift guide suggestions. So it'll be fun.
Yeah. I'm excited. Yeah.
All right.
Stay tuned.
Okay. Well, this has been delightful.
It's been great. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening.
All right. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye.
Bye, everybody.